It's time now for our Monday visit with the job genius, Chad Grude from Express Employment Professionals. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Thanks for coming in as you join us on this Monday. You had a busy week last week, a lot of job fairs taking place. And I think maybe we can get a little bit of, a recap on some of that for you.
Yes, there were two job fairs last week, one that was sponsored by the Goodwill out at the Elyria Mall. And we attended it last year. And I'd say this year was probably just as effective. A lot of well-prepared job seekers dressed professionally, dressed for an interview with their resumes, ready to talk about their skills and ability to go out in the workplace. So it was a very, prosperous event. The Goodwill puts on a great event. A lot of employers were there. Spoke to a lot of individuals that were really needing to go to work, were ready to go to work, and they're able to go to work. So last year, we had just opened in May, so we weren't quite ready to handle the influx of job seekers last year. So, I'd say we probably, failed a little bit last year, but this year we've got our feet on the ground and we're ready to help those individuals that came to our booth and get them out working.
And then, of course, at Lorain County Community College, I think it was on Thursday, they have that. You have a different sense sometimes because at the college, a lot of times it's the students there are preparing who are graduating coming into that, different than people who might be going over to the mall or whatever, but everybody's looking for a job and there should be different skill levels, different jobs openings. Talk a little bit about your experience over there and seeing people coming in and being prepared.
Yes, at the Lorain County Community College on Thursday, again, it was a very well put together job fair, but it definitely, each job fair was not a true reflection of the number of people out there looking for jobs, which was sort of surprising. You would think with the number of the unemployment rate is and individuals looking for jobs that there would have been a lot more job seekers at these events, because there were employers in all industries, from all areas, as far as Strongsville, over to Erie County, Huron, and the reflection of job seekers was not present at either job fair. But we did get a good group of individuals that did come. A lot less graduating students than I thought would be there. I would say if I were to assess the individuals coming through, probably. Individuals that have had a job for a while, have been downsized, have gotten restructured, more on the older side of the workforce than the younger side.
Chad, are there jobs for those people?
Yes, there are jobs for those individuals. The challenge is, individuals who have gotten in their career young, worked their way up in companies. People reach a certain earnings potential, and then they get downsized for whatever reason, shift in and things. And it's hard to replace that income that you've built up over a, 10, 15-year time frame within an organization. So, I guess it just leads back to the fact, and I know I've done it in my life and many people, it's trying to maintain living within your means and being wise with your funds because you don't know what's gonna happen in the future. So, if something does happen and you can reassess and take a lower income to get back on your feet and start moving back up within an organization.
When you're seeing those people come to that, do you kind of give that scan about good potential, lacking potential? What's this person? You know what I mean? You talked about all the skills, the soft skills, also
sure.
Just maybe getting prepared. You probably see that from both ends, having talked to the employers who are looking as well as just scanning the people that are coming, thinking, what are you thinking? Shouldn't you dress your best for something like this? I mean,
we do run into, a lot of different individuals have come from different areas, different backgrounds, different upbringings. And, a lot of individuals haven't been in a situation, maybe haven't had that foundation to understand, how they need to dress for an interview or when they go out to look for a job, being prepared. And so you have to just sort of step back and think, is this just somebody that just doesn't know any better and why not? Or is this somebody that, just really doesn't care? And so it's hard to make those assessments. And you got to handle each one in a different way when you do sit down and have a conversation with them.
We're talking this morning to Chad Grude from Express Employment Professionals. You've got a big day coming up Wednesday, right?
Wednesday, we've been talking about it here for the last several weeks, our Refresh Leadership simulcast over at Lorain County Community College. It's 8:30 in the morning till 12:30 in the afternoon. We have three great speakers who spoke live to an audience in Dallas last Wednesday, and Marshall Goldsmith, who's an author, professor, and an executive coach. We got Shaquille O'Neal, obviously is a professional athlete, television sports star, and has some good life lessons along the way to share to the audience. And then Kaplan Mowbray, he's an author, motivational speaker, and career coach. And each of them have a different message about leadership and life. And it's a free event, continental breakfast, box lunch. There's going to be some great people, collaboration. It's still time to register by the end of the day today online at our website, www.expresspros.com/LorainOH. And we'd enjoy having you, stop out.
Chad, who should go to this?
Anybody who wants to get some inspiration, anybody who feels that they influence others in their lives, and obviously employers who have managers, supervisors, anybody in the leadership team probably could take one piece away from these individuals in their message that they're delivering.
Don't you want to see Shaquille O'Neal on a huge screen? And the
how big can he be?
life size, probably, yeah. For that matter. But this is something you're kind of adding some local people into this. Talk a little bit about who's here locally.
We've been talking with Frank Whitfield with the Urban League. They have a phenomenal program over there helping job seekers with certain skills, work preparation, financial management, and they work with employers throughout the county as well as trying to help people get into positions. And he truly has a strong organization over there working with all communities, everybody to try to help in the employment arena and get people back to work. So we've found a good niche and a good partnership with them, and he's a phenomenal speaker, and he's volunteered to speak at the event.
Now, am I just coming to listen, or is there other interactive things that I'm going to be doing as the day goes on?
Yeah, throughout, in between each speaker, there's going to be some little workshops, some engagement, questions and answers. It's going to be a morning of activity and some listening and reflection. So, if you have the time, I think, you probably take something away from it.
Okay, that's coming up on Wednesday over at the Spitzer Conference Center. Starting at what time did you say?
8:30, and it'll end around 12:30.
Okay, so that morning time to get you motivated for a Wednesday, get you over the hump, as they say, for that. If people want to find out more about that or get involved with what you have at Express Pros, what's a good place to do that?
Visit our website, www.expresspros.com/LorainOH. It has the registration site link to register. There's also other events coming up this year, the golf outing in July, some Job Genius workshops for job seekers on job preparation, career pathing. So our website is the place to go first, and then you can also call us at 440-723-2882, or you're always welcome to stop in 992 Abbey Road North in Elyria.
Chad Groot from Express Employment Professionals, thanks for coming in.
Thank
sharing
you.
Some good information. Our Job Genius on a Monday here on WEOL.